Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be chatting all about if you have no one, go to your boyfriend. Now, this is actually a very controversial topic. And yes, my sister's laughing right there because I feel like this is a topic that no one really talks about. But we're going to be talking exactly about all those girls who feel like they need a boyfriend whenever they feel lonely, or if you feel like you don't have a good family support system, or if you don't have good friends, then the only person you should be going to is your boyfriend. So this is definitely something that we should really discuss, because, you know, we just want to really advise those teenagers through our debates whether or not you should do this. And of course, if you're new to these debates, this debate is where my sister and I debate against specific issues and statements. And for this debate, I will be for the statement, if you have no one, go to your boyfriend, and my sister will be against the statement, if you have no one, go to your boyfriend. And also, make sure to read the disclaimer in description box below, because it relates to every single podcast episode of this series, including this one. And the quick last thing I want to say before I get started is that I'm currently a bit sick. You can probably hear it in my voice, so please do not mind, you know, my voice. But hopefully this podcast will be very informative, and it just shows how committed and dedicated I am to the podcast. So anyways, we're gonna get right into it. So I'm gonna let my sister start her 2 minutes for this debate against the statement. Let's get right into it.
Ooh, so this is a really good sentence or a statement that I would like to discuss today. And I would like to first start off by saying that I completely disagree with this statement, and I'm against this statement because I feel like that your life is more than just having a boyfriend. And I believe that, you know, since the Valentine's Day is coming up very, very soon, some girls are definitely feeling lonely and definitely feeling like they need someone in their life to complete them, to make them feel fulfilled and validated and all those kind of stuff, which are all good things to a little bit of some extent. But if you feel like that your life is basically worthless without having a boyfriend or a partner or anyone for that matter, according to your age, and you feel like that you need someone to validate you all the time, especially the opposite sex, then is very, very important for you to realize that your life is more than just having this particular person that it is part of your life. He should be definitely part of your life, but not the center of your life, if you know what I mean. There's a big difference. It's very important to have someone as your partner, and of course that companionship, that compassion and companionship, that you cannot find it anywhere else. You can't find it from any other relationship type. This is the one that can actually fulfill you in that matter. But I feel like that if you make that as your center of your universe, that's when everything starts becoming really, really downhill, and everything starts going really, really bad. And that's when you feel like that if this person, let's say God forbid, they leave you even, then you're gonna feel like your whole life is crashed, because you didn't have your life of your own, you didn't build anything of your own, and you don't have an identity that it is without this thing or this particular status in your life. So yeah, that's what I would say about my first statement, which is, or argument, which is that your life is more than just having a boyfriend.
So I do understand your statement. I do understand where you're coming from, but I would honestly say that I disagree with your point, because first of all, when we say the statement, if you have no one to, go to your boyfriend, it doesn't mean that your boyfriend is the center of the universe. And we never said that the boyfriend is the only person you have in your life. But of course, we are intending this podcast episode for those who don't have family, who don't have friends to support them. And maybe their boyfriend is the only person who they can seek support from. So actually, just because you seek support from someone doesn't mean that they become your center of the universe. And it doesn't mean that they become the only person that, you know, you have in your life. So I think it's very important to make that difference and that distinguishment. And at the same time, another thing that I also wanted to say is going on to my point very quickly, because I feel like that was very much solidified right there. I would say that if you have no one, go to your boyfriend, because they are the person, they are the person you actually chose to be with. So majority of the time when you, for example, are born, you don't get to choose which family you get into. And unfortunately, there are many girls who are going to be listening to this podcast episode, or perhaps girls out there in the world who actually are in abusive families, or families who are perhaps quite dysfunctional, and we, you know, they cannot relate rely on the family for support. And then when you go to school and if you have friends, they might be those ones who are all about gossip, all about drama, and they're not going to give you the best advice. So then you also can't go to your friends. So the only person you have in that situation is your boyfriend. And I feel like, again, there is nothing wrong with that because you chose to be with this person. So you did have a choice, whilst the people you go to in school with, your family, you don't get to choose. So I personally think there's nothing wrong with going with someone that you chose to go with. And usually you have common sense to know not to go with someone who is going to be bad for you and who's not going to align with your values. So therefore, I would say that even though, and I never said that you are unworthy if you have a, if you don't have a boyfriend, you're still worthy whether or not you have a boyfriend. But I think that you do have a choice when it comes to this.
And however, I feel like that, what does that say about the girl if she has no one in terms of, let's say, a family or friendship and everything like that? If I go back to your point about, you know, and we're talking about those girls who do not have a specific family or friends, but at the end of the day, I feel like the friends are also the people that you choose to be with. It doesn't mean that you create them as your center of universe and then you live everything for them, or you do not have any boundaries or filters with them and all this kind of stuff. You do need to have some kind of form of boundary with any person in your life, whether that might be a friend's family or even your boyfriend. So it's very important that you're not losing yourself, as I mentioned before, and you know, your life is more than just having a boyfriend and stuff. But at the same time, I feel like about the choice thing, as I already covered, that you have friends that you choose as well, but it doesn't mean that you create them in your universe. And at the same time, I feel like that just because a girl has, let's say, these kind of issues about families and friendships and all this kind of stuff, it doesn't mean that if she chooses a boyfriend now, that's going to be a very healthy choice, because she could be, from her state of being at that moment, she might be feeling very lonely, like she needs she needs some attention, or she needs some validation from someone. And if in that moment she chooses someone, it doesn't mean that that person is healthy as well. That could be a person who knows what to do when like, these kind of girls are actually lonely and they don't know what to do with their life and they're purposeless and they need validation. So she might attract a person who is actually very unhealthy for her, very toxic for her, that might give her all the compliments and validations and everything like that at the beginning, just to get something at the end. And we all know what we're talking about here, so I'm not gonna spell that out for you, but we all know that there are some men who can smell these kind of girls who need validation and have low self-esteem and low self-confidence, and then wanting only one thing, which is attention from them or validation. And she can attract potentially those guys who are actually gonna give that at the beginning but take something away at the end, which is very, very big, and is gonna question her dignity. So it doesn't mean that, you know, you should go to that kind of a boyfriend.
Well, I personally have to disagree with that point about you saying that, you know, the girl, it might not be a healthy choice for the boyfriend that she makes. And the reason why I disagree with that is because I think that girls do know somewhat the red flags. I feel like every girl is born with an innate system inside them that knows, like, you know, when there is red flags. And I feel like you will be able to figure out if a guy is giving you red flags. And yes, obviously there are going to be girls out there who don't know the red flags, but I think that we're talking about the mature people who are listening to this podcast episode. They probably know the red flags on, you know, what to avoid with a guy. For example, if a guy is obviously, you know, beating you physically, or if a guy is ghosting you, or, you know, giving you crumbs, like, you know, all of these different things, like, that's usually red flags where a guy is not that committed to you. So I think girls usually do know who they're going for. And the second thing that I wanted to say is also the fact, which goes on to my point, which is actually that it is better for someone to speak to someone when they have problems rather than bottle it up. So to be honest, of course it matters who you're telling to, but if you are telling your boyfriend and it actually prevents you from, for example, committing suicide, or for example, from, you know, not bottling up your emotions, that is actually much more healthier statistically based on science in comparison to if you just kept it inside you. So if you don't have family, if you don't have friends, but you actually still have someone to go to, that is just so much more better. And I would say that every girl should be able to have someone in their life to talk to. And as I said, if their family, you said that, yeah, friends, you have a choice with your friends. Not really, because when you go to school, you get put into the school that you go to, and you don't really, even in your classes, you don't get to choose, like, you know, who is going to be in your class. So you almost are forced into getting into this friendship group and this friendship system. And many people actually end up feeling lonely in the high school drama. They don't want to get involved. So going to your boyfriend actually can help you to reduce, you know, your stress, your worries, and even your mental health issues. So I would say that actually statistically, it is much more helpful to talk to your boyfriend.
Okay, that's fine. And I feel like that, yes, you know, I'm not saying that having a boyfriend in your life is not going to make your life any nicer or better. Like, the food might taste better, as some people say, when they're in love. So, of course, that can happen. And I completely agree with that bit. But I feel like that when girls actually make their boyfriend as their everything, that's when it becomes a problem, as I mentioned before. And this is where it can get very toxic, as I also mentioned before. And I feel like that I just have a problem that, if you don't know, if you have not built your life according to how you want it to be, for example, if you want to be waking up having a detox drink or whatever it is, or you want to exercise every single day and have not built that self-discipline in your life, I feel like that's not good enough of a reason to actually, you know, just have a boyfriend and he would do everything for you, or he would do it. First of all, he's not a servant, and also second of all, he can't fulfill all the roles that you want in a, you know, you want different people in your life, so that you don't focus on just on your boyfriend to be a therapist, to be your best friend, to be your manicure pedicure guy and all this kind of stuff. Like, that's just gonna put a lot of pressure on him as well, and also he's the first one who's gonna run away from you as well, because you're giving him so much all of this expectations, and also he has to provide for you on top of that. So if you're expecting all of these roles from a guy, then he's more likely and definitely most likely to chase away. With friends, you can get away if they run away from you and then you don't talk to them for a few days. That's actually fine, that's actually healthy between a friendship or even family for that matter. But when it comes to a boyfriend, if he keeps leaving and coming because you're giving him all these responsibilities and roles, that's when he's gonna feel like he's gonna suffocate and he's gonna feel like he has to get away from you. And that's why, hence why I advise for every single girl listening to this, that if you have no one, please build yourself and also become your own best friend first, and then you can go to your boyfriend. That's not a problem at all. But if you go straight away to your boyfriend and you start nagging on him, that's a problem.
Well, again, I will have to disagree with that, because I think that you are implying that you cannot build self-discipline with your boyfriend there, which is actually completely untrue. There have been many successful women out there who have built their own brand, you know, become self-disciplined, who have become productive, who have become successful also with their man, with their boyfriend or husband with them. So it is very wrong to assume that you cannot build self-discipline just because a man is there. And of course, you might argue that, you know, a man is going to be a distraction. I think if you pick the right man, which we talked about before, about making healthy choices and making sure you don't pick a boyfriend which has the wrong red flags, then I think that actually you can still build self-discipline, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. And also at the same time, I would definitely say that my point for these 2 minutes is actually the fact that if you actually get a boyfriend, then, and you said about how he might feel very overwhelmed with all this responsibility, I actually think that a man will feel like a man when he can solve the problems for the woman, and he will actually feel like to provide for the woman. If he's actually a good boyfriend, he will want to listen to your problems. He will want to actually help you out. And, you know, we're not saying also that the girls are going to be ranting about the problems for 10 hours a day. Of course, we're not saying that. We're saying that, you know, if a girl really needs help, if she wants to build herself up, I don't see there's anything wrong with her having a boyfriend and also having this man to basically just be able to provide and to actually make him feel like he's, you know, very masculine, like he can actually do things for her. So I don't think there's anything wrong with making a man feel like that. In fact, it might actually improve the relationship. And I think if a man can actually help the woman to get out of that, you know, whatever she's going through, I think the man will feel very proud of himself. And I think that both parties will benefit overall. So I don't see anything wrong with this whole, you know, process, with this whole methodology. And I think that, you know, girls should go for it.
Okay, and I feel like that, yes, of course, sometimes boyfriends, if they get out of your depression, anxiety, whatever mental health problem you're going through, they might feel really proud of themselves, like, yeah, I fixed this and I feel like a man and everything. Of course they can, but at the same time, I feel like this level of commitment only you can ever find in so many little, you know, percentage of guys who are willing to do that when they're in a dating or a relationship stage. You will see that more likely husbands are more likely to do this for the wife. Let's say if the wife gets sick, or, you know, they're going through something, mental health problems, husbands are going to be the ones who are going to be taking care of the wife, because they've given their spiritual, legal, you know, whatever name to the relationship, because it's a marriage. It's not a relationship that you can just break it off and then you can go to your own ways. So I feel like that wives are the ones who feel more secure when the guy does everything for them, because it is kind of somewhat permanent, because it can never break, or even if it breaks, it's going to take a really long while till the divorce happens and so on. So I feel like that this is the reason why wives feel more secure than girlfriends, and husbands are more likely to fix everything for the wife and not just boyfriends, because boyfriends, not all of them are more likely to do that kind of a commitment, especially if he's getting everything for free. So it's very important though to realize that if I feel like that girlfriends should not take too seriously whenever the boyfriend says stuff like, oh, I love you, I want to be with you forever and all this kind of stuff, but as opposed to a husband who's saying that to his wife, because that brings a lot of depth and also a lot of deepness into the relationship. It boosts the relationship as well. So I believe that girls, if you have a boyfriend, please do build your life, as I said. And also, you can, and also remember that boyfriends are definitely temporary thing. He can just break it off today and then he can go to another girl the next day. But family and husband are the ones that are going to stay with you for a very long time, if not forever. So hence why I suggest for girls to, if you have no one, please don't go to your boyfriend.
Well, again, I'll have to actually disagree with that, because I personally think that a man like your boyfriend, you talked about how, you know, not all marriages are secure. And sorry, you said that marriages are secure, and you said that, you know, husbands can, you know, they have that depth and they have that, you know, really that good connection with each other, and it's much harder to break a marriage. Well, I think I'll have to bring out some statistics here, because we know that divorce rates are skyrocketing right now. So I don't know what you're talking about when saying that marriages are permanent over here, because that's not happening in the UK or any other part of the world. I don't think that's true. And I think that a lot of marriages are still breaking, and just because you have a contract doesn't make it secure. And the second thing that I wanted to also say is the fact that I personally believe that if for like things like boyfriends, you're saying that, you know, a lot of boyfriends will not want to do these things, and only a small percentage or a small minority will want to provide for the woman. Well, actually, I think that's also untrue, because there are many, many scenarios nowadays where men are literally buying houses, they're buying cars, they are buying, like, you know, bungalows, all of these things for their girlfriend. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and it's happening. So we can't actually say, we can't be sitting here and saying that that never happens, because it actually does, and I don't think it is a small percentage either. And the last thing that I wanted to also say is actually, for example, if I had to give one example, there was actually a woman who, for example, came from, she's a famous YouTuber right now, and she actually was migrated from one country to another, and she now has her own YouTube channel with over 2 million subscribers, and she is basically you know, gives a lot of self-development advice. So she's getting all of these things for free from her boyfriend. And yes, she's also going through PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, but yet he's still providing for her. So it does happen. And very, very quickly for my point, I would say that your boyfriend is someone you should go to, because he will be committed to you and he understands you, whilst your friends can leave and go, just like you said before. So your family, they might be abusive, you can't do anything about it. Your friends, they don't have like a title, so they can just leave and go. But your boyfriend at least has a title. You know that they're your boyfriend, and therefore they're committed and they will understand you. So therefore, that's why I think you should go to your boyfriend, because it actually has a title.
Okay, but the so does a marriage, which is much more, you know, a stronger level of title, definitely, because if your husband, he's going to be written in every single document, bank statement, in any kind of legal document as well, that he's your husband. And that can give you any more proof that you guys are together, because with a boyfriend, sometimes what they do is that they want to buy, I'm going to buy a house with you, but you have to pay 50%. I don't care, because about husbands who are like a really good provider mindset, they might just say, I'm going to pay the whole 100%. Don't worry, because that's my thing. I want to do this for you. So it's very important that we do remember that. And also when it comes to family, as you said, sometimes you say this is not about girls who have abusive family, and sometimes you do you do say that this is for girls who do have a good family and stuff. I don't know, but what I wanted to say is that families are more likely to be committed to make the things work between a guy and a girl that are a couple, if it's a marriage in comparison to a relationship that is not based on anything, basically. It's just a relationship by words. So, and yeah, so that's what I wanted to say, that the families are more likely to mend things if it's something that is already like merged together. So when you say things like, oh yeah, divorce rates are skyrocketing and all those kind of things, yes, they might have gone through hell and hell to actually, you know, to actually make things work, but those actually don't work out. And even if families are involved, that's actually fine. So it's very important that families are more likely to fix things between a couple than if they're just boyfriend and girlfriend, because even the mom can be like, oh yeah, please, he's just your boyfriend, like, you can just change it. And another thing I wanted to say is that you can be you cannot lose yourself. That's number one. And the last thing I wanted to say for my points is also that you can be single and mingle you all the way through your life, because you have to be happy when you're single. That's it. Girls, if you're listening to this, you need to be happy by yourself when you're single. Like, I cannot stress this enough, so you don't have to go to any boyfriend.
So the first thing that I wanted to say for the question is that, first of all, what makes you say that when a boyfriend and girlfriend go through a breakup, they don't want to mend it? That's like you saying that, you know, they just immediately break up and then they just leave each other, which is not true, because husbands and wives, some of them also don't bother. They just leave each other. So honestly, in this day and age, like, both of them are equally weak. So I don't really see how you're saying that, oh, family's going to try to mend it whilst between boyfriend and girlfriend, they're not going to mend it. That's not true. I think all of them need help and they're all equally weak in its own ways. And I don't think we can judge based on the title. Like, you were talking about the bank statements. Like, I don't think that really matters in the connection and how much support the girl can get from the boyfriend, which could even potentially save her life. So I personally think that that doesn't really make any sense, what you said. And I don't know, you tried to squeeze in some points there in the end, but I didn't really get that. But I would say that if I had to say my point for my last 2 minutes, is that I would say that a boyfriend will usually have similar life experiences to you. And even if they have similar life experiences to you, or even if they don't, so let's say they're like 10 years older than you, which some people do, they have boyfriends that are like 10 years older, it still doesn't matter. They can still have similar life experiences and they will be able to relate to you. So whilst your friends who are still, like, usually if you have friends, they're usually of the same age group as you, so they might be in your year, and that doesn't really help, because they will usually have the exact same level of expertise and experience as you. So you want someone who is usually older. So therefore, I would say that if you get a boyfriend, usually your boyfriend is older majority of the time, so they'll be able to have more advice, more wisdom, and they'll be able to advise you on the best things. So I personally think that if you have no one to go to your boyfriend. So that was our debate. And if I hadn't already mentioned it in the beginning, which I'll say one more time, make sure to read the disclaimer in the description box below as it relates to every single podcast episode of the debate, every single podcast episode on this podcast, including this one. And also, I just wanted to say that we are trying our best to post podcast episodes, so please make sure that you're committed and you please subscribe so that you can actually stay tuned. I don't really know why my sister is laughing. Maybe she can elaborate why she's laughing.
Oh yeah, because we try our best.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, we really did. And my sister is just not the most serious person. She can literally laugh at any little things. So please bear with us, okay? So that's pretty much it from us for today, from this debate.
We really hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, zurbiscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.